T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550, is with us live. 35-0. The Bills bulldoze the Dolphins in Miami. You were there, Sal. Wondering first about the atmosphere in Hard Rock Stadium. I mean, it seemed like there were a lot of Bills fans there.
It was amazing. There's always a lot of Bills fans in Miami, always. They call it Miami. They call it Buffalo South down here sometimes because there's so many fans. I'd say, you know, but here's the thing. There was actually more Dolphins fans than normal, and I understand why. It's a home opener. It's a big game for them. They're trying to go 2-0. But I would still say the Bills fans took over about 20% of the stadium. But at the end of the game, it was almost 100%. It was pretty insane, as it always is with them making their way down behind the bench.
I loved watching this game, Sal, because it was just back and forth in my mind of, all right, we're doing great, but we're not doing as good as I want us to do. But we're winning, you know, 21, 28, 35, nothing. How am I watching us blow out a team like we've never, literally, we've never blown out Miami like this before? And still there's a little left where I'm not 100% satisfied.
Well, first of all, did you forget the blowout at the end of the season last year, the finale, where they scored over 50 points?
Well, that's true. That's true. Where am I thinking that, never blown out? But I don't know where I got that in my head. But, yeah, the finale last year was kind of similar story.
They're all running together now because the Bills have just kind of dominated and owned the Miami Dolphins since Josh Allen's been here. That's for sure. He's won 3 AFC Player of the Week honors in the 6 games prior that he's played against this team. You know, I think what you're feeling there, Brian, is a little lack, something to be desired still from the offense, and especially the passing game. And Josh, specifically, it seems like he's a little bit off for some reason. I don't know what that is, whether that's, you know, something physically, or he's not seeing things or trusting things because teams are now kind of disguising and mixing up personnel and coverages, you know, like the Steelers did last week, and maybe the Dolphins did a little bit of the same. But I think that's why. It was not a great day for the offense, but yet they still scored 35 points. And boy, this defense is lights out right now. A shutout in the NFL is really hard to get, and obviously they did it.
Right. And Zach Moss, talk about him. We found out yesterday that he had just attended the funeral of his aunt the day before, and he got 2 scores yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he also fumbled the ball early on, and he was taken out of the game. He did not go back into the game for quite a while after that fumble. Sean McDermott, you know, sat him down basically. And, you know, he said, I deserved it. Like I didn't earn the right to be on the field if I'm going to put the ball on the ground basically. And he talked about going through what he went through on Saturday and burying his aunt and then the fumble. And then he tweeted last night how life's all about ups and downs and how you handle it. And when he got back on the field, boy, A, he got in the end zone twice, but B, he did it with some punishing runs. Like he was a man on a mission who really wanted to make sure that he secured the ball and get in the end zone to help his team.
How much room is there for improvement on a team that just won 35-0?
Oh, a lot, I think, especially on the offensive side, like I said. They didn't have a great day. It was Josh was 51% passing. That's not a good percentage. But he didn't have a bad day. I don't think he did. I think he still made some wow plays. That throw and play at the goal line to Stephon Diggs was absolutely incredible for him to stay alive the way he did. So there's still a lot to improve on there. I think the passing game has to come around a little more and get back to, you know, what they were last year. But at the same time, you see yesterday the run game got better, and that was really nice to see. And I don't really know how you could pick holes in the defense at this point, right? I mean, the defense just through 2 games, you know, the Steelers, they only allowed the defense only allowed 9 points. I'm sorry, 16 points to the Steelers last week. They scored on the block punt. And then this week, a shutout. So, you know, they're one of the top defenses in the league. They're certainly playing like it right now.
You know, Sal, you look at last week and this week and even the next 2 weeks. I mean, not to every team in the NFL can be dangerous on any given Sunday, but you're not playing the most dynamic offenses in the world. It's almost like the perfect stretch of games, really, to get your defense in order and to gain momentum on that side of the ball before you face the big guns again.
Yeah, you know, we'll see who plays quarterback for the Texans in a couple weeks if Tyrod Taylor, you know, is still hurt. But Taylor Heinicke comes in for Washington next week, comes into Buffalo. They're gonna step up a little bit after that in competition as far as name is concerned. But look, they played a Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger week one. I think that offense is struggling. We saw that. We saw it again yesterday against the Raiders. They did not play. I mean, they played Tua yesterday, and I don't know. I think Dolphins fans are still trying to figure out who Tua is, and you know, let's see where this injury. Hopefully, he's okay, but. I mean, the game may have been worse if Tua had actually played the whole game, because I think the Bills were just doing almost anything they wanted against him and that offense with their game plan. But everything, it's a week-to-week league, guys. You know what's funny? I'm watching that Ravens-Chiefs game last night, and after all the results from yesterday, Steelers losing to the Raiders, all that, the only two undefeated teams, 2-0, in the entire AFC right now are the Raiders and the Broncos. I mean, come on, who would have thought that? It's a week-to-week league.
Yeah, and now that Chiefs-Baltimore game last night, so Baltimore won by 1 point, 36-35. But I was saying to Brian earlier, who did the Bills want to win?
Oh, I think you'd want Baltimore. I mean, the goal of the Buffalo Bills is to get the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. And the team that is the immediate threat that you have to jump to do that, obviously, is Kansas City. So, you know, you want to give Kansas City as many losses as possible, and that's a big loss for them. And Baltimore already has a loss. So there's no doubt at all that Bills fans are very and should be happy with the result from last night.
Well, happy with the result from yesterday in the afternoon, too, Sal. A fun week ahead of two home games in a row. Sal, thanks for being with us. Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter, joining us live after a 35-0 win in Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.